Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas According to Marx and Lenin by Ronald Reagan. Between his campaign against President Gerald Ford in 1975-76 and his race against Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan delivered more than 1,000 radio broadcasts. One of them focused on Christmas, and it was involving Christmas According to Marx and Lenin, a very insightful piece by Ronald Reagan. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Ronald Reagan has a book out, or there is a book out about him. It's called In His Own Hand. And then there is a DVD called In His Own Words. And what this is the handwritten notes, the verbatim script, of these 1,000 or so radio broadcasts. In His Own Words are those broadcasts. One of those broadcasts was about Christmas According to Marx and Lenin. And Matt, it's very insightful. Essentially, what he's saying is that in these communist countries, and of course, if you remember, Ronald Reagan was very focused on overcoming communism. In these communist countries, when it comes to Christmas, they begin to secularize the Christmas themes. They secularize everything about Christmas, and it becomes about the state. It's a very insightful piece. We'll continue to talk a little bit more about it, but it also gives us a message about what's happening today, that whether it's in the United States of America or in other communist regimes, there is an effort to take Christ out of Christmas. It is part of this repression against Christ and the real meaning of the season.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, Scripture says there is nothing new under the sun, and we see the secular left's attack on our freedom of religious expression, on Christianity in particular, and that's nothing new. The Marxist left has been doing this for many, many decades, and Ronald Reagan talks about an original song, Joyous News Has Come to Us, that was rewritten. The original word said, the joyous news has come, which never was before. Over a cave above a manger, a bright star has lit the world where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden. And the communists, you know, they didn't like that. And so they changed the words. The joyous news has come, which never was before. A red star with five tails has brightly lit the world. And the second rewrite went further. The joyous news has come, which never was before. Long awaited star of freedom lit the skies in October, the month of the revolution, where formerly lived in the kings and had the roots, their nobles, there today with simple folks, Lenin's glory hovered. So again, which man has done since the Garden of Eden, man tried to replace God with himself. Man is the measure of all things, rather than God being the measure of all things. And we know how that worked out in communist Russia.
Yeah, so this Ukrainian Christmas carol, Joyous News Has Come to Us, was sung by the Ukrainians. And then when communism took over, they didn't like it. They didn't want people celebrating Christ. And so they began to secularize it, and they literally began changing the words. It sounds a little familiar with what we see happening in our own country, Holly. I mean, we have seen where Christmas carols in the public schools, students have been told you've got to change the words because you can't talk about Christ or God.
Right. We're dealing with it even today. These cases where these atheist groups are trying to take out Christmas and Christ out of the holiday. I mean, and it's just so prophetic. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about Christians in the former Soviet Union were brave if they went out into the streets to sing Christmas carols, knowing they could be arrested. There was a Roman Catholic priest who delivered a sermon in 1983 protesting against the fact that December 25th had been declared a work day instead of a holiday. And what happened to him? He was arrested by police, beaten, imprisoned, and died.
Yeah, and that was in communist Romania.
I mean, and I hate to see, but we're getting that way in the United States.
Yeah, you know, that's another country, communist Romania. Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel.
Right.
He grew up in that regime where the state did not want to recognize December 25th. There's some retailers that don't want to recognize September 25th. they want to profit off it, but pretend that December 25th or Christmas doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, it's these different kinds of ways to secularize Christmas. When you put it in context over history, you begin to have your antennas alerted, if you will, to what's going on in our own time. In the former Soviet Union, you had St. Nicholas before communism. Then communism came to be, and they replaced it with Grandfather Frost, the Stalinist creation that they created. He wears a red cap and a long white beard of Santa Claus, but he delivers gifts to children, not on Christmas Day, but on New Year's Eve. Christmas trees were banned. Sounds familiar, where, you know, in the retail stores, you couldn't find a Christmas tree. They were called holiday trees. People continued to trim their New Year's trees, but communism folded all the Christmas celebrations into a New Year's celebration.
You know, and this is so important that we as the church be aware of this and continue to speak out when opportunities, you know, to put the nativity scene out, or to, you know, when atheist groups come in and try to take out a nativity scene, you know, out of your town, to speak up and to be a light and to hold on to this freedom that we have. And it is about Christ's birthday. I'm sorry, but it's not happy holidays. It's Christ's birthday.
Well, there's a common thread here before this historical religious cleansing that we saw in the Soviet Union and other communist countries. And the religious cleansing that groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State, in large part the ACLU, People for the American Way, that they are engaged in. And the common thread is cultural Marxism. And as you'll recall, Matt, Karl Marx famously said that religion was the opiate of the masses. And those who embrace Marxism, like the groups I just mentioned here in the U.S. and like Soviet Russia and the Soviet Union, they believe, as I said before, that they must do away with religion so that people are not relying on God, not relying on family, but rather relying on the state. So that's where you see this hostility. So really, Grandfather Frost, as the rewrite went with the old Christmas carol, is really Grandfather Marx. I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, in these repressive regimes, it's interesting to look at what they did to Christmas. Christianity Today in 2002 reported that in the Vietnamese province of Dak Lak, the children's choirs were forbidden to sing Silent Night. They couldn't sing Silent Night anymore. That was too Christian. And from 1967 to 1997, Christmas was banned in Cuba. You know, the examples of this are endless. In any of these repressive regimes, what they want to do, first of all, is eliminate any opposition to their tyrannous government. And the opposition is, the target is Christianity. So you can't celebrate Christianity, because to do so, I mean, that's going to be a threat to their power structure. And so when Christmas comes around, you begin to secularize the word, you begin to secularize the day, you don't call it Christmas, you don't call it Christmas trees, etc. And those are some of the trends that we see happening in our country. That's why we have launched, and we're in the 14th year of this, the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, designed to educate and, if necessary, litigate to make sure that Christmas is not censored, both in the public square, whether it's a nativity scene or Christmas carols in public schools, or also in the retail market with the naughty and nice list, so that you can make informed decisions when you're shopping during the Christmas season.
You know, to me, it's so important to affirm those stores, those retail operations that are, you know, recognizing Christmas. Even affirm people that are willing to put a nativity scene out, you know, that are allowing seniors where they live in their senior center to sing Christmas carols. All those opportunities that are slowly being threatened to take Christmas out, we need to affirm those and speak up for those where they are being threatened.
And that goes for municipalities and school districts as well, that are exercising their religious liberty. Matt, they are not required to secularize like a school in New Jersey did a few years ago. Remember, they rewrote and secularized the Silent Night, just like they did in Vietnam. They are not required to do that. You can talk about Christ. You can talk about Jesus. You can talk about the reason for the season in the public schools, can't you?
You can. In fact, I would encourage you to go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and download some of the information. Send it to your schools and your community leaders, your city, government, county leaders, state officials, because I can guarantee you that Freedom From Religion Foundation, others like those organizations, are sending out these letters. We will certainly be there to be on the opposite side, but you need to, I think, encourage them, take the affirmative steps, And by the way, when you're going shopping, you can vote. We've already gone through a national election, but you can vote every time you take out your credit card or write your check or pay for something for the season. And you can vote by saying to a store, thank you. Or you can vote by saying to the store, no, thank you. And tell them, don't take it for granted. When you go into a store and you see Christmas and hear Christmas, don't take it for granted. Give them some positive affirmation. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for the Naughty and Nice List, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.